Hi, this is Bill Satterly, welcoming you back to the second half of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play something featuring three tenor sax players, Al Cohen, Richie Kamuka, and Bill Perkins, from a CD entitled The Brothers. All three of them on this particular cut will play tenor sax. Hank Jones is on piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, John Beal on bass, and Chuck Flores drums, doing a tune entitled Blixt. To be blixt, but it sure sounded nice.
Beautiful sound. That kind of that Four Brothers sound that Woody Herman made so famous with his second Heard. I'm going to continue my salute to Ben Webster from doing an album from a contemporary label back in November of 60 called Ben Webster at the Renaissance. This is live from a club called the Renaissance in Hollywood in 1960, and this is quite a group. Jimmy Rawls on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, Frank Butler on drums. And this is a composition that was probably written around 1915 to 1918 by W.C. Handy, which is the father of the blues. He wrote St. Louis Blues and Memphis Blues. And this is called Ole Miss Blues. Thank you. It's Ben Webster live at the Renaissance in Hollywood, 1960. Going way back in the archives for that one, but it's still a swinger. Old Miss Blues by W.C. Handy. And also a fine piano solo there by Jimmy Rowles and a really swinging little bass solo by Red Mitchell.
I'm going to play something from a CD entitled Vintage Hampton, Lionel Hampton. There's about 11 cuts. He plays with different groups on each of the cuts. The one I'm going to play is entitled Blues for Jerry, featuring Condito on conga drums, Hank Jones piano, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, and Grady Tate drums. Also Lionel Hampton on vibes. Blues for Jerry. Thank you. Cut we usually play, but it was a nice groove with Hampton and Mulligan, so I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm going to do another blues. This one's called Blues for Basie, and it's from a Harry Edison Verve album called Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, and I'm playing this as in my continuing salute to Ben Webster, as Ben is a sideman on this particular album. In fact, Ben Webster and Harry Edison played cut several albums together, alternating leadership and using the other gentleman as a sideman. And this particular track is written by Harry Edison, called Blues for Basie, and Harry Edison played trumpet in the Basie band for about 12 years, so he knows wherever he speaks when talking about Blues for Basie. Let's listen to Sweets, Edison, and Ben Webster.
Thank you.
was Blues for Basie, written by Harry Edison, who was a trumpet in the Basie band for about 12 years. Ben Webster is a sidekick on that particular LP that was transferred to a CD. Was cut on the Verve label called G Baby I Ain't Good For You. And you had some burning piano solo there by Oscar Peterson, Barney Kessel, fine guitar work. Of course, the stellar Ray Brown on bass and Alvin Stoller on drums.
Bob Kester had his own record production company called Delmark, and he cut this CD for the 40th anniversary. He is the owner of the Jazz Record Mart in Chicago, and if you haven't been there, you really need to. The tune I'm going to play is featuring all Chicago jazz members. Ira Sullivan on trumpet, Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Jody Christian piano, Victor Sprawls bass, and Wilbur Campbell drums. The name of the tune is in honor of Wilbur Campbell. Let's listen to Wilbur's tune.
Thank you.
was Ira Sullivan doing a tune entitled Wilbur's Tune.
Ben Webster and Harry Edison, as I stated previously, collaborated on several albums. They did one on the Verve label called Ben and Sweets. Of course, Sweets is a nickname for Harry Sweets Edison. But on this track, I believe Harry Edison lays out, and it's just the tenor sax work of Ben Webster, a gorgeous rendition of the George and Ira Gershwin composition, How Long Has This Been Going On, backed up by Hank Jones on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums.
Thank you.
Version of George and Ira Gershwin's classic composition. How long has this been going on? Ben Webster all the way on that one, on tenor sax. Harry Sweet says and laid out, and tasteful backing there by Hank Jones on piano, George DeVivier on bass, Clarence Johnson on drums.
I'm going to play another tune from the 40th anniversary of Del Mar's CD, and this again features all Chicago jazz artists. This particular group is Mike Smith's group. The name of the tune is Genie, and the name of the album that's also on is On a Cool Night, featuring him on alto, Ron Friedman on flugelhorn, Jimmy Rainey on piano, John Whitfield on bass, and Bob Berenger on drums. Genie. Mike Smith playing Genie.
I'm going to close out my portion of the show and my continuing salute to that great tenor man, Ben Webster. Do something from his Soulville album on the Verve label, the Ben Webster Quintet, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Stan Levy on drums. This is a great Vincent Newman composition, Time on My Hands. A gorgeous ballad rendition, that old standard Time on My Hands by Ben Webster from his Verve album Soulville, the Ben Webster Quintet, tastefully backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano.
This is Bill Satterlee thanking you for listening to tonight's Feeling of Jazz. Hope you enjoyed it enough to join us next Sunday night at 9 for 2 hours of mainstream jazz. I think it's only fitting that I finish the show with a tune entitled Soft Lights and Sweet Music with the Mel Lewis Orchestra.